You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie's senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Maggie's enjoying a few days off, but she'll be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, we've put together some of the best moments of The Maggie Dawn Show. Over the next few minutes, please enjoy our newest segment, Ask Maggie.
Your head bobbing? Our heads are bobbing. You should watch us. Check out Civic Media's YouTube channel or check out at Maggie Dawn Show on X, Insta, and the Book of Faces, because you're probably not going to want to see my stumped face, my dull face, during this half hour of our brand new segment called Ask Maggie. You're going to find it here every Friday at 3 p.m. You get to ask me basically anything you want. I only have either 30 or 60 seconds to answer, as determined by my amazing friends in this endeavor helping me out today, my producer Jamie, Corey on the boards. Thanks, guys, so much for helping today.
Well, we are so excited to be starting this new segment. We've had some really good questions, too, I have to tell you. And for anybody who wants to get in on this at any point, ask Maggie at civicmedia.us, okay? So that's where you got to text. We curate this list, and it's a good list of stuff.
Is it weird that I'm nervous? I mean, is that weird?
No, that's normal.
I don't think so. I mean, like, have you drank enough? Are you hydrated?
Am I hydrated? Maybe I should actually, like, crack open an adult beverage. Maybe that would help more. Maybe next Friday we'll do it with an adult beverage.
Dab the
brow. Sponsorships. Yes, sponsorships wanted. I am a good fan of the hard seltzers, everybody. That is my jam.
You're just scared that I'm on the buzzer.
This... Nah. Also true. Yes. Also true. Well, when you all... Oh, I also wanted to ask this. Corey, a little birdie told me that you do...
That'd be me.
A heck of a Louis Anderson impersonation? Let's see what we're
going to... I have to preface
give
this...
Give us an impersonation.
I have to say I had no idea what a game show person that you were, Maggie, until you and I started working together. You have no idea how many old, I mean, like 70s, 80s episodes of game shows we watch at our house. So this is...
Match Game, Card Sharks.
Yeah.
Oh, love that
all
stuff.
Of it.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
of it.
I mean, I DVR Jeopardy every day.
Are you,
every day.
Are you DVRing the 1970s version of Jeopardy?
If it was on my cable package, I would completely do that because Alex... First of all, I have gone down complete rabbit holes watching Alex Trebek outtakes from like way back in the day, the F-bomb dropping. It's so weird to watch Alex Trebek drop an F-bomb in an outtake. It's just fabulous. But this would explain your love, Corey, of Louis Anderson. He was quite the game show host.
He was on Family Feud was the host there. And can't remember if he was... After Richard Karn or before Richard Karn, but somewhere.
Does it really? I think it was before.
Doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
He was just the best. Yeah. I mean, you had Dawson.
Yeah.
And then you had Louis Anderson, in my opinion.
Well, let's be honest. In this day and age, Dawson would get in a lot of trouble.
Oh,
for...
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And the guy that ran, that hosted with the tiny mic before Drew Carey. What's that guy's name?
Bob Barker
would also be in a heap of trouble.
Yeah.
Well, here's my tease, Corey. You're going to hit me with some Louis Anderson, and I'm going to give you my one Steve Harvey line. Okay? I mean, like...
Okay.
That's fair, right? Like, I will embarrass myself you.
I'm going to just sit and watch, okay? So that's what I'm going to do. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Corey's going first.
I'll get it out of the way.
All right.
So, show me bacon!
Show me! Do it again. Yeah, do it again. I want to hear the bacon bit again.
Show me bacon!
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Not up there.
Let me tell you, we are a life, we are a ball of fire at your next cocktail party. That is us.
I can't wait. Listen, nerds of the world, unite. We are in communion together today here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, you are hearing the amazing voices of my producing partner, Jamie, and the guy running the board today, Corey. All right. Well, every good turn deserves another. I'm your host, Steve Harvey. That's what I got for you. I love me some Steve Harvey.
Oh, he's fantastic. Yeah.
So funny. Everybody loves Steve. I love the ladies loving Steve. I mean, yeah. It's just all goodness. But yeah, Louis Anderson, very good. Folks, we're talking about game shows because we got a little bit of a gamification of the Maggie Dawn Show going on this afternoon. It is 3 o'clock, so we're playing our first inaugural Go At Ask Maggie. If you've got questions for me, and literally anything goes, I am an open book and I will dump my brain out best I can. And I only get 30 or 60 seconds to answer. You can help participate, make this segment amazing by emailing your questions and thoughts to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Have I avoided this for long enough?
Yes.
Now,
Jamie? Are you ready?
Yeah, quit stalling.
Are you ready? All right, deep breath.
I'm ready.
All right. Corey, I think let's do a 60-second bet this time. Let's give her 60 because this is a little bit of a detailed question, okay?
Now, do I start this after the question?
Yes, start it after.
Okay.
All right?
You start it after the question. I'm so sweaty.
I don't know what to do.
Some of these are a little long in detail, okay, so you got to let us build up, all right? So Andrew from Maine texted in, right? And Andrew's one of our listeners on the stream and always texts the app, so thank you for that. He wants to know if the president owns a social media platform and that platform restricts posts, like blocks users, deletes posts, deletes accounts, so on and so on. Could that be considered a violation of the First Amendment since the president is clearly an agent of the government? He says, even if the president themselves is not taking the action, but they are a majority owner of that platform. All right, go.
First of all, great question, Andrew. You should be a lawyer. You should be a lawyer that works in government because, indeed, this was a question that I had to answer in my former life as Milwaukee County's Corporation Counsel. Now, there was just a Supreme Court case on this past year, but up until that case, basically, the question hinged on whether or not the elected official was posting and engaging on that social media platform in their, quote, official capacity. How the heck would you be able to tell? You may be asking. You would figure that out by basically looking at what they're communicating. Is it about their government functions, about their positions, about the policies that they're advocating for? If so, it's a public forum. And no, you could not block users or delete comments because the First Amendment prohibits government actors from inhibiting speech in that way, especially based on content. Holy cow!
10 seconds.
That was, oh my gosh, 10 seconds. Okay, the Supreme Court has now decided that if you are speaking, you have to have the authority to speak and exercise that authority. That was the case this past March.
That was impressive. Look at you.
Great question, Andrew.
I know it was good. I said, did you have something to dab the brow with? Because I knew right? Like, it gets
sweating.
A little tense. Gets a little
very
tense.
Tense.
A little
it's
tense.
It's exciting, though. I like the. I don't know who picked the, like, jammy background music, but I like it.
I think it was Aaron Z.
It was Aaron Zommers. Mr. Zommers, thank you very much for that.
Mr. Zommers. Okay, so the bing towards the end is bring these horses into the barn.
10 seconds. Yeah. All right. You can tell this is a new segment. We're still working out the details.
You know, we did have a rehearsal, people. I know it doesn't sound like it, but we did.
We tried.
Can I also give John, so John from Milwaukee just gave us a snarky question on the text line, and I just want to do this one because, John, come on, man.
Okay, I'm only going to give 30 seconds then.
So here we go. Oh, I love it. All right, somebody read the question
from
John.
Okay, let me get over there.
Unless she's got it.
All right. I got it. Right. Here we go.
Jamie's got it.
All right. Why are you so angry all the time, Maggie Dawn?
Oh, John from Milwaukee. First of all, do I sound angry now, sir? Do we sound like we're angry? I don't think we do. But John, my three whys are I hate bullies, I demand that people tell the truth, and my third thing is I want it to work better, more efficiently for everybody, and when those three rules are getting broken, I get mad.
Wow. In under the buzzer.
Under the buzzer.
Wow. Is it going to flip sometime?
Right here.
There we go. All right.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the feud, is that the feud?
Yes.
That's the feud buzzing. Yep.
I feel like a Louis Anderson needs to come back here at any moment. Like any moment, I feel like he needs to come back. All right.
He might.
We're just going to have to get a cut of Corey doing Louis.
Yes.
Right?
Like, at some point.
I'm never doing Steve Harvey again, by the way, because I don't want to tick Steve Harvey off. Like, Steve, if you're out there. And you liked the impersonation, like, come on the show. By all means, we'll have a discussion about the feud and all of your many endeavors.
Yes.
He's an incredible radio host.
He is. He's a
very talented man.
Little success for Steve Harvey over the years.
Just a wee bit. Right?
It's not just the feud, people. He's done a few other things, too.
Yes. Was he one of the original kings of comedy?
Ah, Corey Hartman, this would be more of a question for you. I'll do a dive into that.
A little trivia. Ask me that question because I don't
know.
No,
I won't.
Answer,
I promise. We don't have anything about Steve Harvey. Although, if you really want to hear Maggie do her impression again at some point, you could text us at askmaggie@civicmedia.us, and that could be part of the questions once again here on Ask Maggie.
I didn't know it was a request show.
If you phrase it in the form of a question, she said she'll answer anything. She'll answer anything.
Basically. All right. Cam from Appleton pointing out on the text line that Steve Harvey's got a damn fine mustache.
This is true.
It's the mustache of all mustaches.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we got time for at least one more.
Are you ready for another? All right.
I hope so. Let me dab my brow.
Okay. All right. This one's a little bit more detailed. So let's give her 60 on this one as well. Sarah from Wauwatosa wants to know, Maggie Dawn, why do nearly half of the eligible voters, I can get words out today, not vote?
Gosh, 60 seconds, Sarah, from Wauwatosa? I'm going to go back to people feel like they're getting screwed, that the system doesn't work for them, that the fix is in. It leads to disengagement. That is why money ain't speech. Corporations aren't people. We got to stop the corruption. We don't want billionaire overlords. We don't want more tax cuts for billionaires. We want government to work well, more efficiently, more effectively for most of us. And by most of us, I mean working people. Yeah, unless you got 50 mil or more in the bank, it needs to work better for us. So no more tax cuts for billionaires. Let's oppose from the ground up, grassroots here, Trump's Tax Cuts 2.0, which is basically just more giveaways to billionaires and the richest corporations in the world. I think that is predominantly why people don't vote. Shoo! I finished early!
You did!
The little early warning bell ding. Who knew?
See, she does know when to end for anybody who thinks she doesn't.
I'm always slamming into the brakes.
It's because you don't normally. I mean, we have time here.
Well,
but
that's because you have Wheel of Producers right now. So,
yes,
this is true.
Wheel of producers.
And by the way, Steve on the text line today says that Steve Harvey was part of the Kings of Comedy. And I'm looking it up right now. It looks like Bernie Mac, Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah, some guy I don't know. I'd have to look up his name. And then Steve Harvey also in this photo.
And then, like, DL, right? He became one of the. Like next gen, the 2.0 kids.
I think so.
More coming up after the break.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie's senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Maggie's enjoying a few days off, but she'll be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, we've put together some of the best moments of The Maggie Dawn Show. Over the next few minutes, please enjoy our newest segment, Ask Maggie.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back if you're just joining us. We're having so much fun. We don't know what time it is here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. I'm being helped out by my two good friends and partners today, my producer, Jamie, and we got Corey on the board for this very first inaugural Ask Maggie segment. You can join the fun, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or by emailing us your questions so they can get in the hopper for next week's episode. We're going to bring this to you every Friday at 3 p.m. That email again is askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Troy from Mount Horeb, thank you for listening, my friend. Jamie, I think we got a couple more questions for me.
We do. And I just want to quickly point out, because I know this is one of our shorter segments, that this is a way better inauguration of anything than we had a couple of weeks ago. Just wanted to point
just
that
saying.
Out. That's right. Just saying. All right. So let's give you a little bit more of a fun one. All right. This one comes from Patty, who listens on WMDX. She texts in from the Sauk County area. She wants to know, Maggie Dawn, 30 seconds for this one, Corey. If you weren't already an awesome radio host and already an incredible attorney, what would your dream job be, Maggie Dawn?
Oh, my goodness. So in Bizarro World, what is Bizarro World Maggie doing? I was one of those kids that wished I could stay in school forever and sort of indulge like every curiosity that I had. I thought for a while I wanted to be a professional violinist. Then I figured out that violinists were very temperamental. But what would I really do? I would be a writer. I love writing. Or an editor. I love editing other people's stuff even more. Get me my red pen.
Every time I talk to you, I find out about all these skills that you have. This is going to be a really highlighting segment for me too every Friday.
A revealing look.
I learned today, and we're going to talk about this, I think, a little later on. Like, you were a rugby player and stuff. I mean, our pairing just kind of came to be. So I'm learning something every day about you. This is exciting stuff. Very, very exciting stuff.
Thanks, Jamie.
Well, you're
welcome. I love doing this with you.
It's super fun. Do we want to try to get in another question here? What is our time limit? All right, Corey Hartman.
Oh, yeah, okay. we got time.
All right. Ooh, this is a good one. She's going to need 60 for this one, Corey. This comes from Jeff, who is listening in the Rhinelander area. He says, should it concern us that Elon Musk is already using X to talk about Wisconsin's Supreme Court race?
Oh, say it ain't so, Jeff. Elon, just go away. Yeah, it should concern us. The man controls the flow of information on one of the world's most premier communication platforms. But listen, let's be honest. Sleazy Brad Schimmel, the shameless Brad Schimmel, I think we're going to talk about him on this network way more than Musk is going to talk about Wisconsin on X. And, of course, a fabulous candidate from the left end of the spectrum, Judge Susan Crawford. We had on the show earlier this week. It was fantastic to talk with her. We're going to have her back. Worried about it? Here's how you defeat bad speech with good speech and lots more of it. And that is what we try to do here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh, done early, too.
I love it.
Crushing it.
I know. No, that was great. That was a great answer. I want to give Troy, who's listening over in the Mount Horeb area, a little shout out here. He's texting in as this segment goes on. He's loving what he's hearing. So thank you.
God.
Is he the only one? Hopefully he's not the only one.
Hopefully you all are liking it, too.
We're having a blast.
Can we give Dick from Madison some love? He's one of our most regular listeners and callers. I think he had a question for me as well.
All right. Do I have that? I
got
to find
Corey,
it.
Corey, you want to ask Dick's
question? Oh, you've got it. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So there was a year where the Brewers hit 13-0 on a holiday to start the season. They went 13-0 and it landed on a holiday. What holiday was that?
How much time are you giving her?
Like 30.
Okay.
Oh, so I believe it was the 1983 season where the Brewers started out their season and went 13-0. So opening days are, generally speaking, at the very end of March or early April. 13 games, a little bit over 2 weeks. What holiday is at the end of April? I don't know, Dick. Gosh, tell me. Inquiring minds, I'm going to have to Google it the break.
I just Googled it.
Okay.
And I'm buzzing in right there. The Brewers got off to a scorching start in 1987.
Okay. 87. Oh, 87. Gosh. I'm embarrassing myself for all I talk about how much of a Brewers fan I am. Okay, it was 87.
And
what was the holiday?
Are you still parsing
that
out?
That's a great question. That's not up there.
Can you do Louis?
It might have been tax day.
Tax
Day. Show me tax day.
There we go.
No.
A brand new car. I mean, yeah, that it was neither Louis Anderson nor Steve Harvey folks. It's just
it was Steve Harvey
Harry
doing Louis Anderson.
That's right.
Yeah, basically. Yes. I should have known that, right? Because of the George Webb burger giveaway, and I was old enough to go to it and sentiently remember it, which I'm not sure would have happened in 83 because I still would have been about knee-high to a grasshopper. I was old enough to remember Stan. I mean, listen, folks, I love the fact that Wisconsinites, if there is a deal on some eats, we will line up and wait in the stinking freezing cold or for whatever number of hours to get our free George Webb hamburger. I think I went with my best friend Gretchen, who lived across the street from me, who introduced me to the Beatles and Stevie Ray Vaughan. I think we waited in line for like 3.5 hours to get a stinking wow. George Webb free hamburger. Oy vey.
Sometimes it's worth it, though, right?
Listen, there's still a George Webb in downtown Milwaukee. I'll hit that joint up every once in a while and get a burger and a cup of coffee. Sometimes after I've had a couple of adult beverages. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, plus that goes well with an adult beverage, let's be honest. I mean,
there's several ways
you could pair that together and be totally okay in that answer. Totally
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, indeed. I also want to answer, Dick asked, was there a brewer I had a crush on back in the 80s? And I'm this is so averagey of me. And usually, at least I like to think of myself as not so average. But I had a huge, massive crush on Robin Yount. I mean, who didn't back in the 80s? He was freaking adorable. I even buy the Robinade every once in a while. That's going to do it for this first go-round at Ask Maggie.
Yay.
You can participate, askmaggie@civicmedia.us. When we come back, what's good, local, and overlooked with Terry Bye. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Corey.
You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie's senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Maggie's enjoying a few days off, but she'll be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, we've put together some of the best moments of the Maggie Dawn Show. Over the next few minutes, listen to Maggie break down the constitutional norms.
You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. On January 27th, 1838, a 28-year-old Abraham Lincoln rose before the Young Men's Lyceum in Springfield, Illinois, to make a speech that he called The Perpetuation of Our Political Institutions. If destruction be our lot, he said, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. He was concerned about lawlessness in the country as men began to ignore the rule of law and act on their passions, imposing their will, their preferences on neighbors through violence. He pointed to two events which had just happened then. The lynching of a free black man, Francis McIntosh, in St. Louis, Missouri, and the murder of a white abolitionist editor, Elijah P. Lovejoy, by a pro-slavery mob in Alton, Illinois. But the problem of lawlessness, he said, wasn't limited to those individual instances. A public practice of ignoring the law had eventually broken down all guardrails. While the lawbreakers went unpunished and became convinced that they were entitled to act without constraint, without any fear of punishment, quote, having ever regarded government as their deadliest bane, Lincoln said, they made a jubilee of the suspension of its operations, and pray for nothing so much as its total annihilation. as the Patriots of 76 did to support the Declaration of Independence, so too the support of the Constitution and laws. Let every American pledge his life, his property, his sacred honor. Let reverence for the laws become the political religion of the nation. And let the old and the young, the rich and the poor, the grave and the gay, of all sexes and tongues and colors and conditions, sacrifice unceasingly upon its altars. And Lincoln warned that the very success of the American Republic threatened its continuation. Quote, men of ambition and talents could no longer make their name by building the nation, since that glory had already been won. Their ambition could not be served by simply preserving what those before them had created. So they sought to seek distinction through the nation's destruction. For such a man, Lincoln said, quote, distinction will be his paramount object. And although he would as willingly, perhaps more so, acquire it by doing good as harm, yet that opportunity being passed, and nothing left to be done in the way of building up, he would set boldly to the task of pulling down. And with no dangerous foreign power to turn people's passions against, people would turn from the project of establishing and maintaining civil and religious liberty and would instead, Lincoln predicted, turn against each other. He reminded his audience then that the torch of American democracy had been passed to them, that the founders had used their passions to create a system of laws, but that the time for passion had passed, lest it tear the nation apart. He asked the next generation to support democracy through sober reason. And he called for Americans to exercise, quote, general intelligence, sound morality, and in particular, a reverence for the Constitution and laws. Upon these, let the proud fabric of freedom rest as the rock of its basis. And as truly as has been said of the only greater institution, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This became known as the Lyceum Address, and it is one of the earliest speeches that Lincoln gave that has been preserved. And it really established his political career. That fundamental message that the law has to prevail over individual passions and political preferences speaks exactly to the moment that we find ourselves in today. With credit to Heather Cox Richardson, a historian that I've had on the show a number of times, that was her work pulling that together, as well as, of course, Lincoln's own words. Former U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid had this to say about Donald Trump's firing of career federal prosecutors who dared to try to hold the most powerful man in this country accountable for his actions, including the actions that he took after he left the Oval Office when he stole our nation's secrets. Here's what Barbara McQuaid said of Donald Trump's firing of these career prosecutors last night. Prosecutors did nothing wrong in bringing obstruction cases just because the Supreme Court subsequently interpreted the Constitution to prohibit that, despite no such limitation in the Constitution's text. By assigning supervisors to conduct an internal investigation, which has just been announced last night, they're going to actually conduct a witch hunt. Donald Trump creates an impression of misconduct by these prosecutors. Trump and his allies often complain about witch hunts. This is what a witch hunt really looks like. That from Barbara McQuaid. Here is what I fear. That now we will have to call this a witch hunt. Now we will have to talk about political prosecutions because I am making the prediction here right now. It is 3:42 p.m. Central Time on January 28th. There will be career prosecutors in the Department of Justice who will end up facing criminal charges because they did their jobs. You think Christopher Wray was an abomination? His case was dismissed. Here we go again. My fear is that we have to call it a witch hunt, that political prosecutions are going to happen. And now the MAGAverse will simply say, see, we were right. But the doctrine of false equivalencies is the fancy word for BS. False equivalency is BS. We watched January 6th with our own eyes. We've heard from officers like Harry Dunn and Danny Hodges, who I've had on my show and did again today. People committed crimes. Jack Smith's report concluded that he would have convicted Donald Trump of crimes had the Supreme Court not waved its magic wand and declared presidents kings. So I want to step back. Here's what we got going on. The National Science Foundation has shut down hundreds of meetings to disperse federal grants. The National Institutes of Health are shutting down research projects, stopped hiring. They have stopped communicating with the public. USAID has put basically everybody on leave. The State Department, God knows, is that shut down? There are hiring freezes across the federal government. Job offers have been rescinded. Loyalty pledges in the form of Explain Your MAGA Awakening now appear on federal job applications. The inspector generals, the independent watchdogs of federal agencies have been fired. The Office of Management and Budget just, you know, stopped all federal spending, I guess. And now, frontline federal prosecutors are being threatened with criminal prosecution. They are being fired for doing their jobs. And don't forget me talking about local law enforcement and Donald Trump's threat to criminally prosecute local law enforcement officers if they do not participate in the violation of people's Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights in violation of the 10th Amendment principle of federalism. And Kash Patel, with his enemies list, is about to become the FBI director, the director of the world's largest law enforcement organization. Security details have been pulled from those with whom Donald Trump disagrees, putting their lives in danger. Dr. Fauci, Bill Barr, John Bolton, the list goes on. And Donald Trump just greenlit roving lynch mobs, because as long as it's in Donald Trump's interest, you will be pardoned. When they came for the socialist, I didn't speak because I wasn't a socialist. When they came for the unionist, I didn't speak either because I wasn't a unionist. When they came for the Jews, I remained silent because I wasn't a Jew. And then they came for me. When are they coming for you? This isn't how government works. This isn't how democracies work. And those should be principles and values that transcend any political system of beliefs, whether government should be smaller or bigger, whether we deride the choice of pronouns, whether we believe we've done enough to achieve equality in this nation or not. This is fascism. And he promised it and he delivered it. And Project 2025
and the Heritage Foundation and the Billionaire Boys Club authored it, and he's just signing the orders. You deserve better. If you voted for Donald Trump, you deserve better. And if you stayed home, shame on you, but you deserve better. And if you voted for Kamala Harris, you deserve better. We all deserve better than this. This is lawlessness. This is favor trading. This is corruption. And let me tell you, it shouldn't be the case that to serve our country, you have to have the fortitude of Abraham Lincoln or the bank account to defend yourself from a federal investigation. That shouldn't be the litmus test for government service, because what we will do is empty all levels of government from every person who in good faith, without fear or favor, wishes to serve. We will set every level of government back decades by the level of incompetence and self-interest and transactionalism that we're seeing on display, and it is only day 7. Now, I've made a promise to myself and each and every one of you that I will never leave a show without a ray of hope, without a thing to do to make it better. And today is no exception. So while I am heartbroken, having received probably upwards of 50 texts from people across all levels of government, from friends working as lawyers in federal government, afraid for themselves and their families and their livelihood and the future. Yeah, I'm afraid. You may be afraid too. You may be just ticked off. I'm that too. But now is the moment that we stand up. I'm going to give you some hope and an assignment when we come back. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Never give up that fight for which you know to be true and right. That is your solemn duty, obligation, and privilege as an American. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. Welcome back to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't worry, I don't light my hair on fire every day. But today, it needed to get lit, y'all. For the last hour, I've been talking about the culmination of a whole array of actions Donald Trump has taken. It is lawlessness. And I've stitched it together, but I have made a promise to myself and to each and every one of you that I'm never going to leave a show without giving you something to do to make it better, to never, ever give up. And this stuff's bad. I mean, it's real bad. I barely slept last night. Many of my friends barely slept last night. But I'm going to give us a list of things to do together this week and in these coming weeks and in these coming years. And the first one is to take care of yourself. Being on this show with all of you is like therapy for me. What's your outlet? Maybe it's calling in. Maybe it's texting Bill from Green Bay, Carrie from Tulsa, Tom from Jackson, Mark from Prairie du Sac. I appreciate each and every one of you. Cam, of course, from Appleton, Steve in Milwaukee, Mary from Mount Horeb. Sorry, I haven't been able to get to your text today, but I wanted to get this all out there for you all. So take care of yourself. Take a break when you need it. I'm going to have a good meal and hopefully go to bed early tonight because I'm pooped. The second thing is See if you can get a couple people you know that aren't registered to vote, registered to vote, and convince them to check in on this next Wisconsin Supreme Court election, April 1st of this year. Just over 60 days from now. April 1st. I think I said it was the 25th. It's April 1st of this year. Now, here's the hard part. Got two easy things. Take care of yourself. Get a couple people registered to vote. Convince them to check in on this next Supreme Court election. Here's the hard part. Sometime this next couple of weeks, I want you to sit down and talk with someone that you very much disagree with about something that you very much feel passionately about. And before you have that conversation, I want you to go online and I want you to read about their perspective, the perspective that you disagree with. I want you to go research it. And I want you to open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. And I want you to try to have a conversation about that thing. And challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Because I'm going to tell you, there is a solution for what is going on. And yes, I do think courts will stand up and most judges will stand up and do the right thing. But that's a small measure of solace. Because the impacts are going to be immediate and those court cases take forever. But there is a solution. And that is, on a micro level, to enact laws that insulate the Department of Justice and the FBI from political control and power. There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court. And it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We can start demanding a democracy where the laws that get enacted and the referendums on our ballots actually reflect the things that we think are most important. So go have the tough conversations. Because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations. I'm still not my best at them from time to time, but I keep trying. Heck, if you've been listening to this show, I sometimes try to have them on this show when I hear from my good conservative friends. And I always try to treat people with respect. Because I truly believe that the vast majority of us know BS when we hear it. We know that what's happening now isn't good for us. And we know the tax cuts for billionaires on top of other already in place tax cut for billionaires ain't good for the middle class. And I'll say this as well. We all know that presidents aren't kings. Now, I'll end with the easiest thing that you possibly can do after you have that tough conversation. In that conversation, I guarantee this person, this friend, this family member, this colleague that you disagree with about something that you're real passionate about is going to say something that you're like, I hear this all the time, or I've never heard that. What the heck is that? Write it down. And then email me that at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. And I'll address those questions this coming Friday at 3 o'clock in the new segment, Ask Maggie. Remember, friends, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Dom Salvia is up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.